During a recent Santa Barbara County press conference, spokeswoman for the Department of Behavioral Wellness, Suzanne Grimsey, stated that one in four adults between the ages of 18 to 24 say they have considered suicide in the past month due to the pandemic. She went on to claiming that the CDC surveyed over 5,000 young adults at the end of June show a surge of anxiety and substance abuse, with more than 40% saying they have experienced a mental or behavioral health condition related to the pandemic. Providing us with insight and some hope on how we can decrease suicide rates, we have local clinical psychologist Dr. Deborah Smilovitz Foster here with us today to discuss what we should know about the current state of suicide and mental health in the time of COVID-19. Thanks for joining us today, Dr. Deborah.
Of course, my pleasure.
The notion of receiving assistance during a mental crisis carries a certain stigma around it. How can we help individuals to understand that they're not alone and see that reaching out is ultimately a strength and not a weakness?
After all my years of seeing patients and working with the public, I truly believe that everybody at some point enters into a mental health crisis of varying degrees. So I think we could all relate on that level that maybe we've gotten to a place of desperation where we just felt like we didn't want to do it anymore, but we didn't act on it. So I think coming from a place of compassion and, like you said, vulnerability, and I was always trained that vulnerability is a sign of strength, actually. So hopefully we can change that culture.
Within this current time period that we're facing, there's so much uncertainty, and as you had just mentioned, people have varying degrees of depression that spring throughout their lifespan. But within the circumstances that we're in right now, I think it's not normal to carry some kind of emotional reaction to all that's happening. What is it that individuals can do to take preventative measures in nurturing their mental well-being in this particularly challenging time?
Yes. Well, I think one, being honest with yourself is really healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a more balanced way of living life because ultimately, we have light sides and dark sides of our life. So we have to kind of embrace both of those and find balance, like the yin and the yang. I think that preparing yourself for the uncertainty, and the reality is everything in real life is uncertain. We only really have this moment in time. So trying to bring yourself more present. I also encourage people to really check in with themselves and not be embarrassed or afraid to get help, because it might be surprisingly refreshing and it might be beneficial, because you might actually have someone who could give you information to help you, or you might have some friend that might relate to you. I find that happens a lot of times when people have things going on and they break that kind of barrier of sharing, that they actually feel better because usually the other person can relate. So I think it's a couple things. One, being honest with yourself and really kind of checking in with yourself throughout the day, reaching out for help and seeing that as a sign of strength, and also connecting with other people and sharing your story and your perspective and seeing maybe that other people might relate with that as well.
Yes. What type of effects do you think this pandemic will have on future generations?
Big question. There's a lot of research going on right now. Well, I think it will vary for each age group, in honesty, because like I think older people have a different experience of this because they're even more isolated. I think the young kids like my son, who's 14, or maybe you, who are in college, it's a very social time period. I think we're all social creatures. I would think that this would be an even more important time to go get help, even if you think it's not necessary, and just even if you went to see somebody, briefly, better than not going and getting help. I would guess probably everybody's impacted. I notice in my patients, like each week that kind of wears on, because it's been going on for so long, people have become a little more fearful, more depressed, more anxious, afraid. So I think that this also is an opportunity for us as a global society, global world, to be one, to work toward oneness. And so we can all actually move into a different place and space where we have a different way of relating, where it's more open. So I'm actually very hopeful, because Gandhi always said, out of turbulence comes peace. So I feel like there's a lot of hope. And the Dalai Lama even says this is one of the most enlightened times. So we have to not come from a place of fear. So I think a lot of it comes from our mindset, support, shifting the way we relate with others, and just kind of sticking to that. Love but as it. Far as future, that's, I mean, that's an uncertain idea, but I think that, because I've never lived through a pandemic, you know what I mean?
Right,
and I don't know
right.
how long this will go on. I mean,
right. you deal with it.
Exactly. But you know, with this economic stuff going on, it's going to be right. a whole other wave of issues. Now we're kind of heading into another really major economic crisis. So that usually spurs a lot of problems, but maybe people will support each other, find ways to help other people.
That's my hope as well. And also segues me into my last question. I really enjoy how you have such an optimistic perspective on what could grow out of this time. And I'm curious as to what you would say could be the very best case scenario for people in terms of mental health. Do you think by more people discussing the importance of this topic brings a potential to see a decline in suicide rates?
Absolutely. That's what I'm envisioning. And I think, you know, there's some really good studies that have been coming out that we manifest our future every 30 seconds. So I think it's really important wow. for all of us to hold an image and a picture, literally or metaphorically, of what we would like our world to look like. There's a beautiful book Deepak Chopra wrote. I think it's called On My Way or something like that. It's all illustrated, but it's just a beautiful vision of people kind of doing what they enjoy, other people supporting them, and finding your own bliss. And I love too, I have some, you know, young adults I see, and one of them said the word that people need to be, including his parents, more transparent. I think parenting styles and the way we care for our friends and family need, and our coworkers and companies, we need to move more toward compassion, self-care, and transparency, and being more honest with our emotions and our feelings. I mean, it's actually something really beautiful, but it'll be a little, you know, turbulent, but it's at the same time, it's a really wonderful opportunity. So I just encourage people to really, one, seek help. I've even had therapy myself. I have mentors still. It's a really important key in my marriage to get help for my son. I always seek out help. It's, to me, I'm so thankful I have people that can help. Two, you know, sharing with your friends and family and seeing how you can relate. Because usually people are surprised and say, oh my gosh, that person has that going on. And three, I think taking it minute by minute and envisioning what you want for the future so we can have more global peace.
Wonderful. Now, are there any additional comments that you would like to leave with us today?
I would just encourage people to keep working at reducing the mental health stigma. So maybe coming up with a new word for mental health and stigma. Like, I think of it as like balance or well-being. And even suicide is a kind of an older term, you know. I think everybody encounters these feelings, so don't feel alone if you have them. Usually they'll pass, but more importantly, think about what it is that's affecting you to cause you to think that way. If it's something historical, something present, something you're concerned about with the future. And taking care of yourself is not selfish. It's actually a sign of self-care. So, and then by doing that, we actually create more peace in the world too.
I really appreciate this concept of normalizing the understanding that there will be times within everyone's life where we may not feel balanced, but we do have the resources and support to help us get to the other side of things.
Exactly. I'm actually going to interview Mahatma Gandhi's grandson this upcoming month in September, and I'm hoping he's going to give me some insight too on reducing, you know, discrimination, violence, all these different things that exacerbate what's going on. But I just encourage people to really up the ante on self-care and be honest with themselves and then reach out. And I think we could have a whole new way of living.
Beautiful.
Dr. Deborah, thank you so much for joining us today.
Of course, my pleasure, anytime.
Thank you to our listeners for tuning in. With KCSB News, I'm Kalia Kwa. Stay well.